listen to this guy's history. Curtis Manning, CURTISMANNING, 7/15/33, today's 12/23. This is a 92-year-old gentleman who we were asked to see for palliative and hospice care at home, period. For the gas company in Conroe, Texas, was married 65 years, does not have any children, period. Mr. Manning does not smoke, does not drink, and used to do some of that some 25 years ago, but none at this time, period. He was diagnosed with stage 4 renal insufficiency and has refused dialysis, period. Mr. Manning tells me, I ain't never been in the hospital and I ain't going to be, put it in quotation, please. That's ain't, it's A-I-N-T. He wants to be kept at home, comfortable, and he wants to go there at this time to die at peace, period. Immunization, his COVID immunization is up to date. His medication includes Norvasc 10 milligram, Lisinopril 20 milligram. Allergy, he has no allergies. His family history, both mom and dad died of old age. Review of systems, swelling in the legs, confusion. He's been confused for some time. He's been living on ovens and stoves. He boiled a pot of water for an unknown reason, and he has stage two and stage three burns on stage two. Now let's put second degree burn on his left leg along the lateral aspect of thigh and calves. Period. There's no sign of infection. They're covered up at this time. He's also getting up about 3 or 4 times a day to use the bathroom. He wants to be kept comfortable. He has swelling in his legs about 3+, most likely related to his sleep apnea. He sleeps on 2 or 3 pillows at night because of orthopnea and PND. He used a cane to get around. He's also lost about 10 or 15 pounds because he's not eating as much, his family tells me. He's living with his by himself, but he's moving in with his nephew very soon, period. Surgical history, again, no surgeries, never been in the hospital. Medical problems, hypertension, and now renal insufficiency. He has mild symptoms of dementia, but he knows who he is, not sure about the time, and he knows where he is at this time. Let's see. He has a niece and a sister-in-law that cares about him. His niece is Miss Williams that I've been able to obtain most of the history from today. Let's see, on exam, his blood pressure was 130 over 90, pulse is 88, respirations was 18, and O2 side was 100%. Heart positive, swarm positive S2 with a 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur consistent with possible aortic stenosis. Abdomen is soft, mild, ascites noted, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion. Skin has the stage second degree burn on the left side, as was mentioned, and lungs show evidence of bronchi and rales bilaterally. Assessment, 92-year-old gentleman with hypertension, now with renal insufficiency, most likely related to nephrosclerosis. Would like to be kept at home comfortable. He was given the option of dialysis, but he adamantly refused. He doesn't want to be in the hospital because he's never been in the hospital before, period. In the paragraph, he does have mild itching. His nausea is minimal at this time, period. I had a long conversation with his sister-in-law as well as with his niece. As far as DNR status is concerned, he's already decided to be a DNR and has signed the paperwork, period. The second degree burn requires help of dressing changes by the nurses. There's no sign of infection, no antibiotics needed. Keep the area nice and clean and dry for now. As far as his renal insufficiency is concerned, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, definitely meets the criteria for end-of-life care under hospice with renal insufficiency and renal failure stage 4 at this time. He has edema. His family wants to put him on some sort of diuretics. I told him with his kidneys not functioning, he's probably not going to respond to the diuretics, but nevertheless, Lasix 40 milligram once a day may be helpful. He does have symptoms of BPH, and his blood pressure is controlled with the help of Norvasc and Lisinopril at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor. Thank you. Isn't that funny? He said, I ain't never been in the hospital. I ain't going to the hospital. He's 92 years old. put under social somewhere that he was married 65 years. He has no children. Did I say that? I think I did, but I put that under social somewhere for me. Thank you.